Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Hodges. Here's what's happening. Bay Area Democrats speaking out about what they think it'll take to get the federal government open once again. KCBS's David Welch reports they say the fight is about health care.
Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi and two of her fellow Bay Area legislators say the entire Democratic Party is united. And during a press conference earlier this week, the three said certain concessions are non-negotiable.
We could not vote for a bill that contained within it and the other legislation they passed this year, cutting $1 trillion out of Medicaid and SNAP.
Congressman Kevin Mullen, who represents all of San Mateo, made his case in a more direct manner.
People's lives are at stake here. This fight is about protecting your access to affordable health care.
For their part, Republicans say they're willing to negotiate, and they blame Democrats for shooting down a 7-week stopgap measure that was proposed by their party. Bay Area Democrats say there's no wiggle room when it comes to health care. And Congressman Jared Huffman, who represents Marin County, says most of his constituents agree.
This is about to get very real for millions of Americans.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Bay Area baristas protested at three different locations across the Bay Area on Saturday. KCBS's Jack Ferris reports.
Danielle Armstrong has been a Starbucks barista for nearly a decade, and she has a clear idea of what a fair working wage is.
And our fair wage would be something that is livable, something where we could afford groceries, able to afford our prescriptions. For me personally, it would be 25 or above.
At the moment, Armstrong tells me the starting wage is $20 an hour. San Jose, Santa Cruz, and Antioch were the three locations where frustrated baristas rallied together, hoping to get the coffee giant back to the negotiating table to finish a contract that Armstrong says is about 90% complete.
That would be us going back to the negotiation table and them offering us a real offer. I'm not able to say the specifics of it, but I am able to say that they have not given us a fair offer yet.
In addition to that wage increase, the protests are calling attention to unsafe working conditions and the idea that during recent store closures, union stores were disproportionately targeted. In San Francisco, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
KCBS has reached out to Starbucks, but has yet to hear back. One person was hospitalized after San Francisco firefighters responded to a residential fire at an apartment complex in the Tenderloin District this morning. Fire crews were called out to the 300 block of Turk Street just before 8 a.m. when a fire broke out in a room on the building's 7th floor. One person was injured and taken to the hospital. The fire was contained shortly after 8 a.m. The fire department asking the public to avoid that area while crews are still on scene. Well, President Donald Trump once again blasting the state of California, this time saying efforts to keep film and TV production in the state are failing. He writes on social media that taking away movie business from California has been like stealing candy from a baby. And the president is once again threatening 100% tariffs on movies made outside of the U.S. Experts say that kind of tariff is almost impossible to introduce. Tom Noonan runs the independent TV and movie studio Bullseye Entertainment. He says the reason why production is going overseas is clear. It's the money.
It's because there are rebates and incentives available abroad that are super attractive, that I've taken advantage of myself, because I have to. If the federal government could match state rebates and incentives, we would see an enormous amount of production return to the United States.
Governor Gavin Newsom responding on social media to the president's comments by pointing to the major expansion of the state's program on movie and TV tax credits. While Rite Aid has closed all of its stores across the country, that from a notice on their website thanking customers for their years of support. The 62-year-old pharmacy chain filed for bankruptcy again in May. That was the second filing in a two-year period. The company previously announced plans to shutter 154 stores and secured $3.4 billion in financing in order to restructure debt. More than 520 Rite Aid locations, roughly a quarter of its stores, have closed since October of 2023. The Justice Department also accused the company last year of illegally filling prescriptions for opioids and other controlled substances. Well, 2 years into the war in Gaza, Oakland activists say city leaders need to do more. KCBS's David Welch reports they say the Port of Oakland serves as a key hub in shipment of weapons to Israel.
Over 1,000 protesters filled Oakland's Frank Ogawa Plaza. Organizers say this time their message wasn't directed at Washington. Rather, they say today's protest was pointed at Oakland city leaders.
Oakland has facilitated over 280 military cargo shipments to Israel.
Rami Abdel-Karim is with the Palestinian Youth Movement, which organized today's protest. When he says Oakland, he specifically means the Port of Oakland.
We're going to our city. We're not going to the president. We're not going to the state. We are going to our individual cities to say the floor is not ceasefire anymore. The floor is an arms embargo.
Shipping records show that the Port of Oakland, which includes container ships and the airport, is a popular stop for replacement parts for the F-35 fighter. Israel uses the jet in its aerial assaults. Organizers say they want Oakland city leaders to intervene.
The reality is the city of Oakland is supportive of Palestine.
In Oakland, David Welch, KCBS.
A two-alarm fire broke out at a sushi restaurant in San Jose this morning. It happened at Tomo Sushi on Snell Avenue. Just past 10 o'clock this morning, it was knocked down by 10:45. The blaze originated at the sushi bar inside the restaurant and didn't spread beyond that thanks to the fire department's fast response time. Jake Pisani is the public information manager with San Jose Fire.
We had quite a large response just because of the easy ability for the fire to spread to adjacent businesses in that strip mall.
The restaurant currently closed for construction. No injuries were reported. Well, Governor Gavin Newsom says he will sue the Trump administration for deploying California's National Guard troops to Oregon. This comes one day after a federal judge denied the president's request to deploy Oregon's National Guard to Portland. For more on this, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Lori Levinson, a law professor at Loyola Law School in Southern California. Lori, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So what's happening here?
Well, what's happening is Donald Trump is basically trying to ignore an order that an Oregon district court judge that he appointed gave yesterday, saying that the Oregon National Guard should not be called up because there's no need for them in Portland. So instead, he's calling up the California 300 members of the California National Guard and sending them instead, which means that both Governor Newsom will probably have to run to court in California to say that his National Guard should not be sent to Oregon. And also the Oregon governor will have to probably go back to the judge and say, please expand your order, go beyond the Oregon National Guard to any National Guard.
Have we seen this before, Lori? Has this happened before? Is there any precedent here?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have never seen this before. Frankly, so much of what President Trump does is unprecedented, but this one is really far gone because basically he just wants the National Guard to go to these blue states, even though the judge found in Oregon there was no basis under the law to have the National Guard. There's not an insurrection. There's not a problem with enforcing the federal law enforcement work. But Donald Trump is seeking to make a point and almost punish what he calls the sanctuary states for being not on his team on the immigration issues.
So does Newsom have a case here? I mean, what's his legal path moving forward?
I do think that Governor Newsom has a case. There are already going to be a few hundred National Guards and then going up to Oregon to so-called train them. But it's quite different to say that they're going to go up and patrol the streets. So I think he, too, is going to do what the Oregon governor did and go to the federal court and say, we have a law on when you can call up the National Guard. None of the governors have asked the president to do it, and this is not an insurrection. This is not a situation where federal officials cannot enforce their law. This is a violation of the sovereignty of both states at this point, and the Constitution should say the president can't do it.
Why is the president trying to deploy the Guard?
I think the president has in his mind, contrary to what the facts are on the ground, that there's massive lawlessness on the streets of Portland. Now, at one point over a year ago, there were real problems in Portland. But the finding that the judge made yesterday was they've had less than a handful of arrests that have occurred. So you don't have big Antifa movements. You don't have lawlessness on the streets. You have the type of situation where local law enforcement can handle it. And we are set up under something called the Posse Comitatus Act, not to have the military, the National Guard doing law enforcement, but letting local law enforcement do their job. And they have been doing it. President Trump, however, has in his mind and is trying to get the nation to believe that everything's out of control in Portland, Oregon. And as the judge said, that's just not the facts now.
That's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with that action that Governor Newsom plans on taking. Lori, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All righty. And that was Lori Levinson, a law professor at Loyola Law School.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.